Yeah, so this tree right here is a catalpa tree that we use during the inventory experience. And everyone who would join us would get a clipboard with a pen and a little booklet that kind of goes over all the different measurements that we're looking at, a little bit of a step-by-step guide. And then when you flip through it, you'll find all these other health assessment criteria. So we have things like crown structure. So for that, we would be looking at how much it's been reduced. Like, so a significant chunk has been taken out for power lines and stuff like that. So for this one that we're looking at here, it's not too bad. There hasn't been much removed, so it would be fairly minor. So probably less than a quarter has been reduced from this crown. We also look at how balanced it is, because like I said, if you have a lot of stress on one side, it could pose a greater risk for it to break off. So for this, you basically look how much of the foliage or biomass is on one side of the tree compared to the other. So if you have a severely asymmetrical tree or 90% on one side, that can pose a pretty high risk. This one is not too bad. It's fairly balanced and it might be slightly asymmetrical, but overall pretty healthy. Another thing we like to look at is foliage, because that's kind of a good gateway into the health of a tree. So for this catalpa tree, you can see they have very large, broad leaves, and they look pretty vibrant and green. So this tree is not really showing any stress in that regard. But what we would like to look for if a tree was showing signs of stress through the foliage, they would be kind of discolored. They would start to brown and also crinkle up sometimes as well. So this one's pretty good in terms of foliage. And then when we look at other things, I won't go through the whole, it is a pretty lengthy assessment, but there are things like the stem structure of a tree that we look at. So for this, we can see that it's forked. So that does pose a greater risk for it to split apart. But because trees will often allocate resources where needed, so sometimes they'll build up some extra wood to support the two branches. So this tree looks like it's done a decent job of doing that. But if this was a really sharp V, the water would be able to pool in there and then create a chance for fungi and rot to get into the core of the tree. We also look at other things like lean, if the tree's on a severe angle and it's uplifting through the roots. We look at wounds on the tree, things like scars you can see up there on the branch, that there's a large scar, which can be caused by either things breaking off or physical trauma. Sometimes lawnmowers hitting the base of the tree can cause those. Also cracks, if you see the wood going into the tree, those can pose a risk as well. And then also, what are the root impacts? So this is pretty common when dealing with urban trees. So for one, is there non-permeable surfaces underneath the tree, like concrete? And we basically just estimate how much of underneath the crown is being covered by concrete or a non-permeable surface. This tree being in a park, it has pretty good access to us to grass that can allow the water to penetrate into the root system.
Now, would that pad right there pose any threat to the tree?
So the pad, yeah, this basketball court or sports pad does prevent the roots probably from spreading out that way. But with this health assessment, we don't really understand where the roots actually are, because the roots usually will go 2 to 3 times the size of the canopy. But for here, we're just looking underneath the crown of the tree. So this could pose a risk, but since it has so much space in these other directions, it shouldn't really be too much of an issue. And then the participants will fill out a sheet, and then they can kind of see overall how well a tree is doing. And then this poses a good area to like have a conversation about how people will rank these different health assessments slightly differently based on their own opinion. So it is kind of a visual observation that can be up for debate, but you do get the hang of it going forward. Yeah.
Very cool.